I've invited you here today to announce my candidacy to become leader of the Conservative Party and Prime Minister of the United Kingdom. And I do so for three clear reasons. First, following last week's referendum, our country needs strong, proven leadership to steer us through this period of economic and political uncertainty and to negotiate the best possible terms as we leave the European Union. Second, we need leadership that can unite our party and our country. With the Labour Party tearing itself to pieces and divisive nationalists in Scotland and Wales, it is nothing less than the patriotic duty of our party to unite and govern in the best interests of the whole country. And third, we need a bold, new, positive vision for the future of our country, a vision of a country that works not for a privileged few, but for every one of us. Brexit means Brexit. The campaign was fought, the vote was held, turnout was high, and the public gave their verdict. There must be no attempts to remain inside the EU, no attempts to rejoin it through the back door, and no second referendum. There should be no general election until 2020. Yeah. There should be a normal autumn statement held in the normal way at the normal time, and no emergency budget. And there should be no decision to invoke Article 50 until the British negotiating strategy is agreed and clear.